Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: the gospel of the glory of God and the glory of Christ. Chapter 36. The glory of the Lord Jesus as King and Head of the Body of Christ or the Church of Christ. Topic, G. The body of Christ is not authorized to have subflags or subcovenants. When we start to see that in the world, there are many possibilities for people to become associated with earthly membership lists related to spiritual and religious matters, and even many of them called Christians, we may observe that this is only because people also create groups or institutions for this purpose. Nevertheless, concerning the body of Christ or the Church of Christ, we should notice that nowhere in the Scriptures did the Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus authorize Christians to create their own groups, with their own names or with their own sub-flags, even if under the higher title of the name of Christ or Christian. The only name and the only flag that a Christian is authorized to use to present oneself as a Christian and to refer to the Lord's Church is the name of Christ or as a Christian. Colossians 3:17. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. The above text could not be more direct, straightforward, comprehensive, or objective than it already is. Nowhere did God authorize people to slice up His church by themes, by people who lead a particular group, or by objectives, visions, and missions that certain groups of individuals want to establish or aspire to achieve. 1 Corinthians 1:11-13. For it has been declared to me concerning you, my brethren, by those of Chloe's household, that there are contentions among you. Now I say this, that each of you says, I am of Paul, or I am of Apollos, or I am of Cephas, or I am of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? 1 Corinthians 3:3-4. For you are still carnal. For where there are envy, strife, and divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? For when one says, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not carnal? The Christian is called to bear a single name or a single flag of faith because he or she is connected to a single head and who has the name that is above every name. 1 Peter 4:14-16. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part he is blasphemed, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or as a busybody in other people's matters. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. When a Christian needs to keep explaining to which group of Christians one belongs. And if this group is of evangelicals, Protestants, Catholics, Anglicans, Orthodox, or any other variation that men or women have created, and if only the name of Christ or Christian is no longer sufficient, this Christian begins to move away from the simplicity that is in Christ and starts to run the risk of wanting to see Christ divided into subflags or banners to which the Lord did not call the Christians to take part. When people confuse the Church of Christ with the merely linguistic concept of the Greek word ecclesia, where the meeting and a local assembly may define what a particular church is, these people also begin to use the name of their subflags because they do not understand that the Church of Christ is not an earthly association, but it is the group of living members or individuals of the eternal body of Christ. When people confuse the Church of Christ with the concept of the group they form or belong to, they start to call their institutions and their groups church, and they also begin to forget that the true Church of Christ is constituted of all genuine Christians, no matter where they gather together or are located, as long as they remain united to the head of the whole body, the Lord Jesus Christ. The first love of a Christian is Christ. And from Him, A person saved by God should never depart and whose name one should never fail to exalt because of one's involvement with the promotion of supposed undernames of the body of Christ that someone suggests using or to which other people want him or her to become associate. Now, the first love of a Christian can only be Christ, because Christ is the only one who died on his or her behalf and is the only one who was given to us by God to mediate people with him, to dwell in our hearts, and to be our head now and forever. No other being or group of people, except Christ, died on behalf of the salvation of sinners to the extent that they can be redeemed from the guilt of sin, the condemnation of death, and to make them, through the grace of God, worthy individuals to bear the name of the Lord and the banner of Him who for them is the righteousness, sanctification, and redemption of the heavenly kingdom. 1 Corinthians 1:30-31. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification and redemption, that, as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. Not even if we add up all the members of the body of Christ or not even the sum of the lives of all the members of the Church of Christ could come to be presented as the provision for the propitiation of the sins of one of its members or a single lost person. Only Christ, the head of his body, made the provision in favor of each individual of his Church, having, for this reason, the only name worthy of being collectively over his whole body, but also over each of the members of his body. Not the whole Church of Christ, let alone a portion of it, can save even one person. Christ only is the Savior of his Church, thus having the exclusive status of head and name over every Christian. The Church does not save anyone. People are only saved in Christ. For this reason, the preeminence of the name and the flag that a Christian carries and that covers him or her is pertinent exclusively to Christ. It is the flag of Christ that the world awaits to be seen over Christians, over the children of God, and not the sub-flags of men, women, and their institutions, for these have no power for the eternal salvation of lost souls, as well as they have no power to grant newness of eternal life from the kingdom of God. Psalms 20:5-7. We will rejoice in your salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed, he will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots, and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Acts 4:8-12. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, Rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day are judged for a good deed done to a helpless man, by what means he has been made well, let it be known to you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands here before you whole. This Jesus is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Furthermore, no Christian is the letter in the name of Paul to the world, the letter of Peter to the world, the letter of Apollo to the world, the letter of the association or group A, B, or C to the world, the letter of the assembly X, Y, or Z to the world. A Christian is not called to carry subflags of men and women or their creations, ideas, groups, or institutions because the Christian is the letter of Christ to the world, the letter that is written by the Spirit of God so that Christ may be exalted. For, after all, it is only in Christ that people can find the salvation and the novelty of God's eternal life. When Paul mentioned that Christians are like a letter to be presented, be known, and be read by all, he knew very well who was the one in whose name these letters were written. 2 Corinthians 3:1-6. Do we begin again to commend ourselves? Or do we need, as some others, epistles of commendation to you or letters of commendation from you. You are our epistle written in our hearts, known and read by all men. Clearly you are an epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink but by the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone but on tablets of flesh, that is, of the heart. And we have such trust through Christ toward God. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God, who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter but of the Spirit, for the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. And yet, to conclude this topic, besides not being called to use subflags that are presented as supposed options of sub-Christian names, we may see that a Christian, in Christ, is also not called to associate with sub-alliances or sub-covenants concerning the Christian life as if someone needs them. In the previous topic, we mentioned that if a person, to achieve salvation, to become part of Christ, or to remain considered saved would need to join an earthly group called in some way, directly or indirectly, as a Christian group, this person would be exposed to an evil concept that through a covenant with this group one would be associating with Christ. When a group propagates that a person needs to establish a covenant with it to be part of the body of Christ, that group is announcing that through the alliance with the specific group, an individual can become part of the larger group, which is the Church of Christ. And this would characterize the offer of a smaller covenant to be part of a larger covenant and what we call here as a sub-covenant to be part of the covenant with Christ. However, this course of action has no support from the Lord, at all, to be proposed and adopted. Sub-covenants propositions are attempts to falsely spread the concept that Christ would have distributed earthly agencies or notaries so that people could link to him indirectly via these agencies, using these agencies to bring, raise, or add members to the Church of Christ. Now, if a group or agency calls itself a place where people can join with on earth to join Christ, is this agency not presenting itself as a mediator between God and human beings? Thus, when God stated that Christ is the only mediator between God and human beings, the Heavenly Father was not only referring to other people trying to perform a mediator service, but he was also referring to the institutions and groups that people love to create and keep with the purpose of trying to represent God on earth, even though none of them are recognized as valid before the Eternal Lord. Therefore, the Church of Christ is not an agency or a series of bureaus where people can connect with Christ. The Church of Christ are the members of the body of Christ who are directly and individually in the Lord and who are called to testify to others that they too can connect directly or personally with the Lord Jesus. Philippians 2:9-11. Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven, and of those on earth, and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. A person's bond with Christ is established directly with Christ and not between a person through another person, but neither is it through a group or institution that an individual can establish a covenant with the Lord Jesus or become a member of the body of Christ. Regardless of the name given to the manner or the way that is offered for a person to join an earthly group so that one can also obtain one's association with the body of Christ, the act required for the person to join a group is always a form or a type that resembles human or carnal circumcision and is always a human proposition of mediation between God and human beings that the Lord will never accept and will always repudiate. There is no horizontal path or human way by which a person can connect with the body or Church of Christ, whether through association with other people or through association with groups and institutions that people constitute. If an individual does not connect first, directly and personally to Christ, one cannot join the body or Church of Christ. In other words, there are no alternative paths on earth and in human propositions for someone to become part of the Lord's Church. John 14, 6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. No matter how large or ostensible a group of people or an institution that human beings create is, or however small and simple that their grouping might be, if there is any additional requirement besides the simplicity that there is in the faith in Christ to become part of the body of Christ, as well as to remain connected to Christ, this group of people is a type of attempt of mediation between God and human beings, and therefore, equivalent to a covenant of the order of Aaron, which no longer has validity and recognition before God. People who demand association, covenant, or affiliation with them or their groups, communities, and institutions, under the banner that this is the way for individuals to connect to the Church of Christ, are individuals who call people to the door of the kingdom of God, which door is Christ for everyone who believes in him, but who then, there, before the door, do not let those who come to them enter the kingdom of the Lord indeed because they demand that they join them or their groups. An attitude that has prevented many from coming to the kingdom of God through the freedom by which they could approach it. Matthew 23, 13. But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you neither go in yourselves, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in. Promoters of subflags and subcovenants like to count how many individuals enter or join their associations simultaneously. However, in Christ, it is not so. In Christ, each person is a special individual and not a number. Each person is so unique that Christ himself is in charge of establishing the new covenant with each one. Christ alone is the narrow door through which a person can only pass individually to enter the kingdom of God. But also for this reason, this door leads those who pass through it to a direct relationship with the only true source of the newness of heavenly life, as well as to a life guided by the one head that can guide everyone individually and, at the same time, collectively. Matthew 7, 13-14. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. John 20, 30-31. And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. 1 John 5, 13. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. Psalms 148, 13. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted, his glory is above the earth and heaven.